Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer holding it down. Hey, Chris, you can turn, we love the music. Turn it back up, up. Yeah, I love it right there. That's perfect. Our producer holding it down in New York, Chris Hess, and everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is the beginning. This is the start of the show. Every day, every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody who has a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday. You should know that by now. It's been Wednesday for quite a few hours now. But either way, every Wednesday I deliver to you a new top six list. That is coming 2 hours from now. NFL free agents could officially sign their deals today. We got some faces in new places. We got guys who've been cut. Sorry to Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas officially given the boot by the New Orleans Saints. We got Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley has a new home, not with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That would be the old home. Calvin Ridley moving on to the Tennessee Titans. Good for him. Trying to catch passes from Will Levis. Tennessee Titans trying to turn things around. We'll see how that works. I'll give you some details on Calvin Ridley's deal in a bit. Kenny Payne fired from Louisville. He thought that he was going to recruit the whole world and everything just collapsed underneath his feet. I told you about the top six list because there's so much going on in the world of sports, specifically with the NFL when it comes down to free agent signings. But today's top six, forget just the NFL. I'm going to talk to you about some of the most impactful, some of the biggest, some of the major, the top six biggest, major, gigantic free agent signings in the history of sports. Modern free agency isn't as old as you think it is, specifically in the NFL and the NBA. But I'm going to give you some names and deals and individuals that signed some real influential contracts. So we have that coming 2 hours from now. If you want to participate in the show, it's very simple. The phone number is here and it works. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you utilize the internet, you can also go ahead and find me there. I am all over the place at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey's not here today. I didn't do nothing to him. He didn't do nothing to me. We got no beef. But Chris Hess is holding it down this evening, this afternoon, in his place. Hey, Chris, how the hell you feeling? You good?
I'm feeling good, my friend. Excited to be in this spot today. First time I'm working with you, and I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
What type of terrible things have you heard about work with me? Go ahead, share.
I haven't heard anything. I've heard upbeat, high energy, always keeping it real, keeping it 100, always an entertaining listen as well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, you're getting off on a good foot, man. That's good. Well, thank you for telling me about me. What about you? What do you do? I mean, besides work here for us, what do you do?
Well, I graduated from Penn State in the fall of 2021. I worked.
Wait. You went to the same school as Ryan Hickey?
Yes, I did.
So what's going on? They're growing you guys off of a farm or something like that?
I mean, it's just a pipeline, I guess. I don't know.
Penn State? Okay. I got a niece at Penn State right now.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, she's not in sports, God bless her. But I interrupted you. You shocked me with the Hickey tie-in, but go ahead, continue.
So I graduated from Penn State in the fall of 2021, had a great time over there, worked for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies of the AA Mets the summer of 2022, and I started working here in March of 2023, and I just passed my year anniversary here.
Beautiful. Congratulations, man. You graduated school when? 2 years ago? 3 years?
Two and a half now? Yeah, it's going to be 2.5 in... 2.5 in June, because I graduated December of 2021.
Yeah, good for you, man. So what do you want to do out here? I mean, in the world of sports. Listen, this is a job interview and resume for you, because then I'm going to bully people to give you more work. Go ahead.
I'm open to anything. Wherever they need me, I will do it. Whether it's behind the board, in the newsroom.
No. Not here. Anywhere, in general. What are you interested in? Do you want to do play-by-play? You want to take my job? Feel free to do it. Like, what do you want
to
do?
I would like to do on air at some point, but okay. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm open to anything, wherever I see myself as a good fit, whether it be behind the scenes, on air, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to stay in this industry because, quite frankly, I can't see myself doing anything else.
Well, good for you, man. Well, listen, man, let's have a good time tonight. I'm real easy. Ain't no problems, ain't no sweat. I'm just looking to have fun. So, hey, feel free to make some mistakes. I make mistakes all the damn time. And by all means, you wouldn't be here if you were a schlub. So I think we're all good. You ready to roll?
As the great Stu Finer says, ready to roll. Let's do it.
He's ready to roll. Well, listen, we're going to roll right into this. It's all these damn contracts that have been signed. And we touched upon this a little yesterday. And right before I went on air, I just told you about Calvin Ridley joining the Tennessee Titans. This is a 4-year deal. $92 million. I didn't get no contract from an NFL team. I think I'll be okay. It'd be nice if I did. And he's leaving the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's crazy to think about this. Calvin Ridley is already 29 years old. But it's not that difficult to think about it. Because the guy basically missed 2 years, 1 year with mental health issues where he, let's just say, sat out his time with the Atlanta Falcons. And then they found out that he was gambling, like sitting at home on his ass gambling. And the NFL said, all right, man, you got to get the boot. He didn't come back until last season with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Damn good year. Hauled in about 1,000 yards plus receiving. Thank you, Trevor Lawrence. And now he's going to be on the receiving end of passes from Will Levis, who hopefully can take a step forward next year. Brand new head coach, brand new system, damn near rookie quarterback. You got to share the ball with DeAndre Hopkins. Good for him. We know Derrick Henry's not going to be there anymore. And so this is a brand new Tennessee Titans squad. And just the movement in the NFL, it's just been wild. Like I said, we mentioned last night all of the moves. This is now bigger than NBA free agency. Sure, with the NBA, you get the trades and the super teams and, oh, Kevin Durant is on the Suns, or Kevin Durant is on the Nets, or Kevin Durant is on the Warriors. Oh, and LeBron James is a Laker. We get all of that. But it's every few years that we see these big, gigantic moves. I mean, just this year, let's think about the names that have swapped teams and gone to different places. Saquon Barkley is a member of the Eagles. You can go forward and take a look at Kirk Cousins. He wrote his goodbye, farewell, see you later, hasta luego, hasta la vista, to the fans in Minnesota. He's like, oh, it's tough to say goodbye, but I'm leaving to take the money. Peace. Derrick Henry, I mentioned, Derrick Henry is going up to play for the Baltimore Ravens. Baker Mayfield is staying. Aaron Jones is moving from the Packers to the Vikings. Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers. And Austin Eckler is now a member of the Commanders. It goes on and on and on. Danielle Hunter is with the Texans. And Poyer goes from Buffalo to Miami. You literally need a scorecard to keep up with all of the moves. It's tons. We've got 53 roster positions in the NFL, and we have not even gotten to the draft. You're going to have more players coming in. You're going to have other dudes who are going to get cut. By the time we actually get to, damn it, training camp and preseason action, we're going to have NFL players who are going to get hurt out there and need to be replaced. Last night, we talked about the Cleveland Browns. They got Jameis Winston as a backup. The most inspirational, disobedient quarterback in the NFL. Hey, Jameis, don't run that play. The game is over. Ah, coach, we're going to get him a touchdown. He runs the play. Jameis does not listen. Now, I know he probably did steal them crab legs. My apologies, Jameis. Don't sue me. But the fact is, you got Jameis in the same room with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson may not even play. He got a busted shoulder. Somebody hits this man the wrong way in his shoulder, it's basically curtains. And so all that's left for me here right now. And Patrick Queen goes to the Steelers. Russell Wilson goes to the Steelers. How could I forget these moves? Just let me know about the draft. And oh, yeah, by the way, Justin Fields still hasn't moved. It's like nobody wants Justin Fields. It's like nobody loves Justin Fields right now except for his family and his friends. No NFL teams like this man. Otherwise, they would have traded for him. I had some guy hit me up on social media. He goes, did it ever occur to you that they weren't shopping Justin Fields? Well, I mean, did it ever occur to you that that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard? It's stupid. Why the hell do they want this guy? All indications is that they tried to acquire too much for him. They asked for too much. And now they're stuck. There's nowhere for Justin Fields to go. Now, Chicago Bears look like a bunch of numbskulls in the process. Free agency in the NFL is a massive deal. I just need to know, you know, who are the Commanders going to take at quarterback in the draft? What are the Patriots going to do? Who is Jacoby Brissett, who's now back on the Patriots? Who's he going to babysit? Speaking of back, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Back with the Eagles. The fan base that he went to Detroit and basically called everybody in Philadelphia a bunch of delinquents, and now he has to go play for those delinquents. Nice. I love it. I love it a lot. I'm so eager to see what the draft looks like next month. Can't believe the draft is next month. Can't wait to see what happens in training camp. Can't wait. What happens in Minnesota with the quarterback position? Does it belong to Sam Darnold? Is Gardner Minshew entrenched as the starter in Oakland, or are they going to move up to get a quarterback? Where does Justin Fields go? And damn it, are we going to get a call from a guy who retired to come back into the league? A couple of seasons ago, it was Tom Brady. Just couldn't stay away. I guess his wife was out doing other things, so he found something to do as well, playing the NFL. A matter of fact, speaking of comebacks, is there a comeback for Jason Kelce in the works? I mean, this man sat down on his New Heights podcast, you know, the one that he does with his brother every week, and they spend, I don't know, 25 minutes talking about Taylor Swift, and then they talk about football for 5 minutes. That podcast, I've never listened, but I'm just taking an educated guess what it sounds like. Well, they sat down. And Jason Kelce, who retired last week, had a big old press conference. He gave his thoughts on his former team, the Eagles, signing Saquon Barkley. And then he took it a step further. A little joke said, well, damn it, I might come back from retirement.
And I'm happy for Saquon because, you know, I'm not trying to talk trash in this. I think you're coming to a team that has had a legitimate offensive line established for a very long time. And you haven't come into a coach who's been there for a long time and they've had proven success with nearly every running back. So you know Saquon is entering a good situation in Philadelphia. Social media has been nonstop saying, Jason, you sure you want to retire? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty positive, even though, you know, a little bit upset how we waited till I retired to make a move like this. But, you know, it's fine. It'll work out great.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl already. He'll be okay. He won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he put on that ridiculous outfit to celebrate. Everything is good in the Kelce household, I guess, until Taylor Swift says that she doesn't want to be with the brother anymore. But besides that, there's good vibes in the Kelce household. There's good vibes all across the NFL for the players who actually have jobs. And then for the ones who don't, of course, it sucks. Jimmy Garoppolo got cut. We know this was coming. Jimmy Garoppolo was out here using some of the performance-enhancing drugs. They said he had a prescription for it, which leads me to believe that Jimmy G was smoking something but didn't let the NFL know. Hunter Renfro, the wide receiver from the Raiders, got the boot. And a matter of fact, when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about another player who got the boot. He's a wide receiver. He got the boot. I'm going to tell you who he is. As a matter of fact, there's two wide receivers who are going to be looking for work. I'm going to tell you who they are on the other side of the break. Listen to me very carefully. The phone lines are open. If you want to talk to me, call up. I'm here. What the hell else am I going to do? It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, it's not all daisies and roses for everybody in the NFL. Some guys, they just got to bite the dust. I'm going to tell you about some of the guys who got the boot on the other side of the break. We are just warming up. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy! Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as... Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you there was so much movement here. So much movement in free agency. I mean, while I was in break, we learned that there's another famous name. Well, damn it, this guy may actually go into the Hall of Fame. He ain't just some famous name. Bobby Wagner, mostly known for cracking skulls, getting like 150 tackles a year for the Seattle Seahawks. Bobby Wagner is moving on. He is now a member of the Washington Commanders. Bobby Wagner going to Washington, playing for Dan Quinn, who is very familiar with him. Remember, that man was the coordinator for the Legion of Boom. He was out there. Look, Bobby Wagner goes to Washington for $8 million. 1 year contract, $8 million. Bobby Wagner has spent his entire career basically in Seattle. And then 2 seasons ago, he couldn't come to an agreement with the Los Angeles, couldn't come to an agreement with Seattle. And so he spent 1 season with the Rams. He returned to Seattle last year, felt like a little bit of a homecoming. This is where he might end his career, and now he is going completely across the country to play for the Washington Commanders, who is trying to figure out, well, sooner than later, they're going to figure out who the hell is going to throw the ball for the team. Bobby Wagner again. This guy's ridiculous. He had 183 combined tackles last year, 96 solo tackles, 3.5 sacks. Bobby Wagner is going to be 34 years old come June. This man is going into the Hall of Fame, okay? I know he has one Super Bowl championship. Thank you, Russell Wilson, and also Pete Carroll for not handing the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. Maybe everybody would have two. But Bobby Wagner, when he hangs him up, he is going into the Hall of Fame. I don't know how this guy just hits everything. But good for him for having a job at 34. It's crazy to think Bobby Wagner's first season out of Utah State was in 2012. And here we are in 2024. This man is not sick and tired of hitting people. I would have quit a long time ago. Hey, Chris, you ever play football? You ever play any football at all, any point in life?
I did not. I've never played organized football, even though I'm a massive fan of the sport.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. I'm just trying to figure out at what point do you get sick and tired of laying people out. In the case of Bobby Wagner, I guess laying people out for $8 million a year is not too shabby. Well, congratulations to Bobby Wagner. He has a job. Unfortunately, there are two wide receivers in the NFL right now. These gentlemen are looking for work. And I don't know if one guy is a gentleman. Maybe he is. I never met either one of them. Now that I think about it, never met either one of them. One guy even had a little bit of a beef and an argument in front of his house. But first, Mike Williams of the Chargers is no longer Mike Williams of the Chargers. The Chargers have given him the boot. Okay? This man has been cut. He's been let loose by the Los Angeles Chargers. Justin Herbert will not be throwing him the football. And even if he was still on the team, we don't know when he would be throwing him the football, because Mike Williams tore his ACL last season. And the season before that, Mike Williams, he didn't tear his back. I know you can tear a back muscle, you can pull it. This man had a back issue. So Mike Williams, who was selected number 7 overall in 2017 by these Chargers, is now looking for work at 29 years old. The Chargers saved $20 million by giving him the boot. Now, having said that, I want to take this back to an individual who called the show yesterday, and he had a brilliant idea. Very, very sarcastic of me. He had a brilliant idea that the Los Angeles Chargers should go ahead and just trade for Justin Jefferson. And I said, what? So for what? Why are we doing this? Why in that? The Chargers are trying to save money here. By the way, Khalil Mack renegotiated his contract so he could stay. He didn't get the boot. Why the hell, for a team that's trying to save money, why are they giving up assets for Justin Jefferson? I don't care how good of a wide receiver he is, but you're gonna give up assets, trade for Justin Jefferson, and then give this man $32, $33, $34 million a year? In what world does that make sense? No world. Certainly not in the world of the NFL. And so Mike Williams is looking for work. We'll get to Justin Jefferson later on in the show. Looks like we might have some clarity as to what the Minnesota Vikings might do with him. But we'll talk about that later on. But Mike Williams isn't the only wide receiver looking for work. You want to talk about injuries? You want to talk about being busted up? Mike Williams has nothing on another Mike. Michael Thomas, formerly of the New Orleans Saints. Because the Saints, they're dumping this man. His time is done. And if you've been paying attention for the past, I don't know what, 3-4 seasons, Michael Thomas has been more than done. His body has been cooked. The Saints released him today, and they said he failed the physical. He couldn't show up to work and pass. It's like me showing up to work and not having a voice. Almost happened last week. I didn't get cut, though. Thank God. But Michael Thomas, let's think about this. This man burst onto the scene, has the record for most catches in a season, 149. I guess if he was any better, you'd get to 150. They called this man the Slant King. The ball got snapped. He ran a slant, and Drew Brees at the time just threw him the ball in like 0.5 seconds. Catch after catch after catch after catch. Chains moving, chains moving, chains moving. This man ended up being a Pro Bowler. And in his body said, not so fast. Michael Thomas with the high ankle sprains. Legs were busted up. Last year, a knee injury. Before the knee injury, Michael Thomas is getting into an altercation. I will say altercation with some construction worker doing work outside his house. And I'm like, dude, those are the worst people that you can have a beef with. Anybody doing any work in or at your house, they know where you live, stupid. You have a fight outside your door. It makes no sense. They know where you live. They know where you eat. They know where you do everything. They know where you sleep. That's some JR wisdom. Treat people who come to your house, especially strangers, maybe even the people closest to you, treat them with some respect. Lie and say it's somebody else's house next time. Say that you don't live there. Michael Thomas, not the brightest crayon in the box. Congratulations, Michael Thomas. You will also be looking for work here in the NFL. I guess a bad day for wide receivers named Mike. Mike Williams of the Chargers looking for a job. Michael Thomas, formerly of the Saints, looking for work. He's 31 years old. A Michael Thomas should be able to latch on somewhere on a cheap deal for a team that needs wide receiver help. Michael Thomas might be, dare I say, and this is going to sound crazy, but it is this team. Michael Thomas might end up on the New York Jets. Wouldn't that be something? The New York Jets, who certainly need a wide receiver. The New York Jets, whose quarterback is, I guess, mauling a vice presidential run and loves all the attention in the world. Look, Aaron Rodgers needs somebody to throw the football to. And I guess if the New York Jets are going to be going for risky players right now, go for Michael Thomas. I know that Garrett Wilson is basically a slot wide receiver all by himself. Michael Thomas might be injury prone, but if you're the New York Jets, just call in everybody, every and anybody that would legitimately give you a chance to go out there and win and compete. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Not everybody can have the durability and the longevity of Bobby Wagner, who basically plays every single game and cracks the opposing team's skull every single game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. We come back on the other side. You thought Michael Thomas was fragile? You thought that Michael Thomas can't stay healthy? I'm going to tell you about some baseball players. Yes, spring training is underway. And the Yankees and the Red Sox have two pitchers that look like they might be done this season, the entire season, part of the season, and the regular season isn't even underway. It's a hard knock life in baseball. It's like you breathe, especially if you're a pitcher, and you get hurt. I'm going to tell you who they are on the other side of the break.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients, I trust, and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, there's so much going on. NFL free agency. I can't omit the fact that we're here in baseball and spring training. Here in Georgia, the weather is beautiful. It's like 75 degrees today. Tomorrow, it's like 78. Hey, Chris, what's the weather up in New York? What's going on up there right now?
I think it got up into the mid-60s today. A little bit breezy. Sunshine, absolutely perfect day. Yesterday was great, and tomorrow's going to be great, so I'm happy.
Nice. And so what does that mean? On the weekend, it'll be in the 40s?
I think so. Probably. It'll probably be raining and disgusting for over the weekend. So, yes. you know how New York is.
It's life. It's all about balance. A little bit of balance. The weather might suck in New York in a few days. I have no idea. But I know what sucks right now in New York. Besides the subway. I'm trying to think what else in New York. There's besides the streets being filthy. The Yankees suck right now. Sorry. This is like a nightmare for the New York Yankees. You just heard it from Rich Ackerman. Gerrit Cole of the New York Yankees, the man who won the Cy Young last year in the American League, is the best pitcher in baseball in the American League for all intents and purposes. This man has elbow trouble. He has issues with his elbow. They said he does not have a torn UCL. Listen to me sounding like a doctor. Ulterior crucial ligament, something like that. It's not torn. But the Yankees want to test things out. I knew this was bad for the New York Yankees a couple of days ago when their manager, Aaron Boone, basically said, Gerrit Cole, in spring training, where he's only throwing 40 to 45 pitches a game so far, Gerrit Cole feels discomfort after his starts like he has thrown 100 pitches. That's like waking up out of the bed, being in pain, and you haven't been to the gym in 3 weeks. You know something is wrong. This is not just a matter of general soreness. And so if there is good news, is that Gerrit Cole does not have a tear in any ligament in his elbow. The bad news is he is flying to Los Angeles because, as you just heard Rich Ackerman say in the update, doctors feel that it's worth an in-person checkup. So the man is flying from Florida, where the Yankees hold spring training, all the way out to Los Angeles just to get checked up. And I guess everybody and their mother is checking on Gerrit Cole. A matter of fact, Aaron Boone earlier today, while the Yankees were playing on the Yes Network, you know, nowadays you talk to the manager while the game is going on. Doesn't matter if it's regular season or spring training. Aaron Boone basically said, yeah, we're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. There's just a lot of procedures and checks to make sure this man's elbow was okay. Listen to Aaron Boone.
There's still more to go, so I don't really have anything for you yet. You know, when we have it all, and you know, then I'll let you guys know. But as of now, it's still, you know, still going through the test phase, and you know, all the different people weighing in. Here we go.
I never liked tests growing up, Booney. So
that's right.
I don't. That's not the best answer for me. That's all good.
Oh, look at who likes tests? The announcer joining in as well. Nobody likes tests. If you're a Yankees fan, you don't want to hear this. Gerrit Cole has basically been indestructible. The Yankees gave this man a 9-year, $324 million contract, and he has rewarded them by not missing a start over the past 4 and 5 years. Let's go past his tenure with the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole hasn't missed a start since 2016. Now, in a world where Major League Baseball pitchers drop like flies, Gerrit Cole has been indestructible. Like, he has actually earned his money. Gerrit Cole is the one guy, and by the way, you can listen to me Saturday afternoons on WFAN in New York City, but Gerrit Cole is the one guy who I always have to tell people, man, you better be thankful for this man. You better be happy that you have Gerrit Cole. People want to complain about the postseason, and Gerrit Cole gives up home runs, and oh no, when we get to the postseason, oh, he's going to suck. Listen, you wouldn't get to no damn postseason if it weren't for Gerrit Cole. The man eats innings, 200 plus of them. Nowadays, these pitchers get babied and pampered. They have pacifiers and pillows in the dugout. They want to pat them on the backside and burp them, you know, when they finish drinking their Gatorade. These pitchers are just, they ain't built like they used to be. And Gerrit Cole is a throwback. He is exactly what you would call a workhorse. And for a Yankees team that last year went 82-80, that's pathetic. That might be average for most teams, right? That's average, just mediocre, about 500. That might be a World Series type season for, I don't know, the Detroit Tigers, who don't win a damn thing. But for the New York Yankees only being 500, that is a complete disaster. And for a team that signed Carlos Rodon, thank God today he actually showed up to work. I think he pitched 3 innings and at one point sat all 9 guys down. Thank you, God. Yankees are going to be in some trouble if they don't acquire somebody like Dylan Cease. And so it's now time to make some moves if you're the New York Yankees, knowing that Gerrit Cole is going to be out an extended amount of time. And this is just the nature of the beast. It doesn't matter who you are. If you throw a baseball, it's an unnatural movement. You're not supposed to move like that. You're not supposed to throw like that. Unless you are a physical freak of nature. Like you belong in a circus. You're I don't want to say ambidextrous, but I don't know. Maybe you're a clown. Hey, Chris, what are those people, contortionists? You ever seen those people before?
Not in person, but they are interesting characters, to say the least.
You call contortionist characters? They could be your next-door neighbor. Just lift their leg up over their head and, you know, turn like a pretzel. That's kind of normal, no?
I mean, you got to have insane flexibility or you're a gymnast of some sort to do all that crazy stuff with your body. I can't do it.
Right. Yeah, I can't. I'm pretty flexible, but I'm not on no contortionist level. But the fact is, unless you are a contortionist, I can't see how you would not get hurt or get injured by throwing a baseball. And now everybody wants to throw the baseball 100 plus miles per hour. It feels like every single time. And so Gerrit Cole able to bounce back, especially as Major League Baseball cracked down on spider tack and substances that you could utilize for grip. It's just it's sad that Gerrit Cole was a dude to go down, because he's the most reliable Yankee. And even Aaron Judge, they had to get this guy sent away for an MRI because he was already sore. And I'm like, bro, it's March. season doesn't get going for about, what, 2 weeks? You're already having an MRI. We didn't even get into the season yet. Anyway, if it makes anybody feel better, it's not just the Yankees who are suffering. The Boston Red Sox, they're suffering too. Their prized free agent acquisition that they hoped was going to turn things around because he sucked last year for three different teams is Lucas Giolito. Lucas Giolito, I mean, before last year and the year before that, this man was typically one of the best pitchers in baseball. And so the Red Sox decided to give him a one-year, $19 million deal. And guess what he's not doing this year? He is not pitching for the Boston Red Sox. This man, unlike Gerrit Cole, who doesn't have a torn UCL, Lucas Giolito's UCL is torn. And just yesterday, you know, Alex Cora, matter of fact, 2 days ago, Alex Cora spoke to the media pretty briefly. He said, listen, man, this guy's arm is tore, and we just got to figure out what happens next. This is courtesy of Nesson.
Lucas is having surgery tomorrow. The extent of it, we don't know yet. You know, we know it's with the ligament, so we'll know more tomorrow when they go in. You know, just
so
like
it could be like a brace.
Yeah. So the type of surgery, we don't know yet.
Well, we do know what type of surgery he had. And with modern technology and, I guess, modern medicine, he didn't have Tommy John surgery. He had that already when he was a kid. He's 29 years old right now. It's crazy how Tommy John surgery is just normal for everybody. Take a ligament out of another part of your body and stick it in your elbow. Wow. They put an internal brace in this man's elbow. An internal brace. Now, what the hell is that? To me, is it a surgical rubber band? Did they put like a surgical brace? It's probably in his. It's like a rubber band. It's like the hinge on a door, and they stuck it in this guy's elbow, and now they're gonna expect him to get better. Congratulations to Lucas Giolito. He's not going to have an opportunity to kind of turn his career around with the Boston Red Sox. And this is just another pitcher that bites the dust, and the season hasn't even started. But I guess all this medicine is so damn good nowadays that the Dodgers can tell, hey, Shohei Ohtani, we know your elbow sucks, but we know you can still hit home runs. Here is $700 million just to show up and work for us for the next 10 years. Lucas Giolito gets an internal elbow brace. Aaron Rodgers, this man blows out his Achilles at damn near 40 years old, and all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers gets zip tie surgery on his Achilles. Less intrusive. You know, tie everything back up and get you right back out to work. I mean, these used to be injuries in the world of professional sports where you tore an ACL, you blew out an elbow, you blew out an Achilles, you were basically cooked. I mean, give us another 30 years to professional athletes, they might as well be just Terminators out here. Patched together by bubblegum and sticks and robots. And one day, and not to be prophetic here, but please believe me, unless we blow each other up, which is this can also happen, but until we get there, or maybe not, one day, we're going to get to a time in professional sports where we really have to figure out what is in a guy's or a woman's body, and is it fair? I'm talking about physical enhancements to ligaments and bones. Like, one day it will happen. It's inevitable. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, we repaired the guy's knee and put some screws in his ankle. It's another thing to reinforce body parts. What happens when a guy is jumping higher because he had a surgery or he got an enhancement? What's happened, when a guy can throw harder because of something he had implanted in his elbow? Times are going to be a-changing sooner than later. And Lucas Giolito with an internal brace and Gerrit Cole, the Yankees are just praying to God that he can show up to work. I mean, what will they think of next? I will tell you this before we go to break. I am thrilled, and I saw this story. I am thrilled the NFL has actually moved into a space where they will utilize technology to measure the downs. You heard that correctly. I've been screaming for years that the NFL needs to get rid of these stupid chains and sticks and these 100-year-old men who run out onto the field and try to determine whether or not a football player moved the football 3 yards. We got technology that works in soccer, in tennis. It could tell you where the ball is. It could tell you where it moved. And for whatever reason, the NFL has not fully embraced it, maybe because they're cheap. They make more money than God would allow at $20 billion per. But dare I say, we can't have technology that actually measures a first down. The NFL is exploring it. I don't know if it's going to come and join the league this upcoming season, but they need to get it done sooner than later. Because the time that would be saved in the NFL from old men running to the field with a stick, two sticks and a chain, it's 2024. Let's do better. Let's move on. And let's get to the modern era. Modern technology, modern science is just out of this world. I mean, they even got things that can break your legs and make you taller. Well, yeah, that's not a joke. You can pay for that right now, today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, sharing that with everyone who has NBA aspirations. On the other side of the break, we're going to come back. It's not just free agency in the NFL that is occupying our televisions, our screens. Get ready. It's March. The madness is here. The NCAA conference tournament games are underway. We're going to be moving towards championships Sunday. Brackets will be filled. Games will be played. And damn it, they are already underway. We're going to talk some hoops on the other side of the break, kind of check in and see what's going on. And oh yeah, by the way, I'm more excited about the women than I am the men. Yeah, why not? I think the women's game is better anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk this tournament. Oh, yeah, speaking of being hurt. Oh, yeah, there's an NBA player. He's used to it. I'll fill you in. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.